restoration work is backed by...
And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is manifesting values. My first guest is widely recognized as the expert on consumer psychology, specifically among tweens, teens, and 20-somethings. We explored the values of young people that young people exhibit when they make the purchases that they make. My next guest is an expert in spirituality, integrative medicine, mind-body connection. She's not some woo-woo practitioner. She holds a doctorate in medical science from Harvard Medical School, no less. We'll discuss burnout and how to recover from it based on her latest book, Fried. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 805-639-0008. Joan Borisensko is a PhD. She is one of the leading experts, as I said, on stress, spirituality, mind-body connection. She has a doctorate in medical sciences from Harvard Medical School. She's a licensed clinical psychologist, and she's the co-founder and former director of the Mind Body Clinical Program at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. She is a Harvard-trained medical scientist, as I said, but how did she become so mystical? Well, at a very young age of 10, Joan experienced 6 months of alternative reality, what now modern psychiatry would label as psychosis and obsessive compulsive disorder. One day, while praying fervently for help, all fear and confusion parted to reveal a luminous reality of exquisite love, surpassing peace, and practical wisdom that has guided her every instinct since that day. So welcome to the show, Joan. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, and thank you so much for being our guest here on the show. Your book, Fried, the title just by itself piqued my interest. Fried, Why You Burn Out and How to Revive From It. And boy, it couldn't be better and certainly couldn't be more timely. Everyone is now working harder because of the recession of 27 to 29, and the burnout is a real concern. I mean, those people that are still employed, they're having to work harder because of the people that got laid off. Entrepreneurs are having to work harder to really satisfy customers who are demanding more and more at a lower cost. And, of course, job seekers, they're out there trying to overcome the daunting task of finding a new work. So why did you write this book, and why did you write it now, Joan?
Well, I wrote it for two reasons. Number one, I write all my books for myself because I've been fried several times. And, you know, everyone's overwhelmed, stressed for all the reasons that you say. But burnout is actually something much deeper than that. It resembles depression much more than stress. And I wrote it because you look at the statistics, like 1 in 6 people is going to be diagnosed with depression over their lifetime. And if you've been depressed, you know that it really does feel like a life or death condition. And I really believe that a lot of what passes for depression is not. In fact, it's burnout. And the good news about that is that by understanding what burnout is, by being able to look at the stages of it, you know, it starts with being overworked. It starts with, like, just working harder and harder and then losing track of your life and losing yourself. And it can progress through feeling so bad that, you know, you want to self-medicate. You find yourself drinking and things like that. But one of the things that's most difficult, I think, about burnout is that you start to feel, you start to lose your empathy towards yourself and others. You get snarky. And like in the healthcare system, so many of us are burned out. And we have a word for that, which is called compassion fatigue.
Oh.
So, you know, if your listeners are feeling emotionally and physically depleted, starting to get a little snarky, and thinking, gosh, I'm working harder and trying harder, and I'm getting much less efficient, I'm doing worse than I was before, that's when you can say, hey, I'm on the track to burnout.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking to Dr. Joan Borisensko, everybody, author of the book Fried. And there was so much in that answer, Joan, that I want to come back and go over some things. Starting at the beginning, you said that burnout more closely resembles depression than anything else. So how are burnout and depression different?
They're different this way, that you take it looks exactly like depression, really. However, if you take a person who's burned out and, for example, they go on vacation for a while and let go, they come back to life again, which doesn't happen so easily if you are depressed. So clearly it's different. But there is a point with depression where it starts to get harder to reverse by something like going away on vacation. And there are certain things that underlie both burnout and depression. So, for example, one of the best treatments for people who are really depressed is called cognitive therapy. And what that is you start looking at how, you know, the depressed way or the helpless way that you're looking at life, and actually say, well, is that really true? Is it really true that, here's something from my own life. Sometimes I say, oh, gosh, you know, I'm over the hill. I'm getting older. will my books do well? And as soon as I get into that line of thinking, then I think, oh, I should be working harder, and I start to question myself more, and it leads to burnout. Or for some people, it will lead to depression. There's a chemical difference, too. But stopping that kind of thinking, whether you're burned out or whether you're depressed, is going to make a serious difference. So that's, you know, one of the things we look at in the book Fried is how you can begin to become aware of thinking that leads you in the wrong direction and to think another way. But part of it is so simple, and that is, I think we're all so overwhelmed, we've forgotten how to have fun in society. And that means that we're working mostly from our left brains. It's the right brain that's more creative. And when you have fun, when you let go, when you exercise, even, you know, go and do something fun with your friends, go to a movie, go bowling, go outside, your whole neurochemistry changes, and a part of you comes online in terms of right brain thinking that wasn't there before. And suddenly, when it seems like, how am I going to find work? There were no possibilities, and you've lost your ability to see possibility, it comes back, and that's what we need. And then I always like to say, fun is good for fun's sake, too. You know, we have to live a life.
Well, that's good advice. We're talking to Dr. Joan Borisenko, everybody. Her latest book, Fried, Why You Burn Out and How to Revive From It. So you've described burnout. You've described some of the symptoms. Clearly, getting a little bit more right brain in the things that we do is important. But how do we get back to that state of passion? How do you refine your passion for whatever it is that you do?
You know, that's the biggest question, because when you think about what revives you, it's when you feel alive, when you feel passionate about something. And you think about what burnout is, and it really is a loss of that spark of aliveness. I think when I've personally been burned out, I feel like, you know, a zombie, like the walking dead, and so many of us do. And oftentimes when you've lost your passion, you actually have to let your mind recover it in steps. And one of the steps, and I know this seems very simple, but I promise you it works, is to say, when I was younger, when I was a kid, what actually made me feel alive? What gave me joy? What gave me passion? And it can be something small. I remembered last time that I was burned out how much I loved playing the guitar as a teenager, how much fun it was to learn it. I used to lock myself up in my room with that thing. And I had a real passion for learning. And I hadn't picked up that guitar in probably 40 years. So I picked it up and I started to play again. And in your brain, there are the traces of these things. And almost instantly, I said, oh, this is interesting. You know, I've come alive again. Just through doing this. And that led to, for me, more singing. It led to, this Christmas, I actually got a new Yamaha keyboard.
Wow.
And you find this in yourself, these places of aliveness. And what happens is that it ignites your passion in other areas. So, for example, passion for work that you do. If you're feeling dead in general, you feel passion for nothing. But if you can reignite the flame, even in a small way, then you'll start looking, and not just start looking for, but the passion and other things like your work, like what you're doing, are likely to revive. Or, on the other hand, you can say to yourself, you know, my passion for what I'm doing has really passed. It started to transform into something else. And then you can say, well, maybe it's some other area, and begin the process of really moving on and following that passion, because that happens to us. We evolve, we grow, we change, and it's great when we can follow that change.
We're talking to Dr. Joan Borisenko, everybody, and her latest book is titled Fried, Why You Burn Out and How to Revive. We've just been talking about how you revive from that. And Joan, I want to ask you, what are some of the most important takeaways from your book?
One of the most important takeaways is this, that it's a human thing to get off track once in a while, to kind of fall asleep to the possibilities that life holds, to get so busy making a living that you forget how to have a life, and that burnout is not something to be ashamed of. It's actually an opportunity. It's a wake-up call to say, what does it mean to be fully alive? How can I be fully in the present moment? I mean, that's what we all want, you know, to recover that kind of spark that we had as kids. And if you see burnout as an opportunity, then even that, seeing an opportunity, starts to wake you up again and starts to rekindle that flame.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now, Joan, what were some of the most remarkable findings that you discovered when you were writing this book?
One of the most remarkable findings was the power of community. And as a medical scientist, I can tell you that probably the most important thing to our health, even more important than exercise or diet, is the care, the kindness, the love, and the connection with other people. And of course, one of the things that happens when you're burned out is that you isolate yourself and you lose that thing that's most so important to health and well-being. Here's what I found. I actually wrote this book in such a different way. And that was, I was sitting feeling kind of burned out myself, which is why I wanted to write a book about burnout, alone in a hotel room in California, because I'm a traveling speaker. And I said, I think I'm just going to log on to Facebook and ask anybody else if they're burned out. And within an hour, I must have had 70 or 80 responses to that. And it started a year-long discussion on burnout, on how people felt, on what they did personally to revive themselves. People began to really support each other in such a magnificent way. And so my chief finding from this as an author was, hey, you can write a book in community. And that Facebook community has been great. You know, there are a lot of quotes from them in Fried, which I, you know, obviously interspersed with some of the data from research studies and anecdotes and things of that sort. But what I did find personally was that there was my passion, my own passion, was in community. And I think one of the greatest difficulties about why we tend to be so fried and depressed as a nation is because we don't have the kind of connections that we used to have. And in countries where people are more connected with each other, even in the face of great poverty, their happiness index is greater. They're much less likely to burn out. So I think part of what we need to be thinking of, each of us individually, as a family, as a nation, is how we can better connect and support one another. And that was, you know, one of the things that came through last night as I heard the president speak in Tucson at the memorial service was, if we could somehow overcome the divisions that we have, not just politically, but even within families, and recognize the most important thing in the end is our capacity to connect with each other and to love each other, the world would be a different place. And there would be no burnout either, I might add.
Oh, great findings, great book. It's a wonderful read. The book is titled Fried, Why You Burn Out and How to Revive. The author, Dr. Joan Borisenko. Joan, the time just flies by so quickly. If people like what they've heard, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, two places. First, go to my website, which unfortunately means you have to figure out how to spell my name.
Right.
Because it's Joan, Joan Borisenko, 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 joanborisenko.com. And there's a lot of resources on that website, a lot about stress reduction, information also on the spiritual side of life. And then there's all the events where I'm going to be. And then they can come and join our wonderful Facebook conversation. Just look for my fan page on Facebook. We really have a vibrant community, and it certainly gives me a lot of life and aliveness and joy to be part of that.
Oh, that is great. That is wonderful. We've been talking to Dr. Joan Borisenko, everybody, author of the book Fried. Joan, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.